Tune in to Refresh Radio with Regina Johnson.
Who is Regina Johnson? Regina Johnson.
Author, pastor, motivational speaker, and life coach.
Regina is inspirational,
motivating others to live out their purpose.
Regina is
passionate, tenacious, and relentless about helping others fulfill their destiny. Her goal is to bring a refreshing to someone's life. Join us every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, right here on Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. Dial in to share your heart with Regina at 657-383-0309. That's 657-383-0309. And remember that Regina says,
we all know you really haven't failed until you stop trying. I want to be to people what others have been to me. And so that's really the purpose of Refresh. The end of the day, for people to feel refreshed.
So call in at 657-383-0309. That's 657-383-0309. You'll be blessed by her wisdom, strategies, and encouragement. That's Refresh Radio with Regina Johnson, a Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
The Word of God is true. And if He says that He will never leave us, if He says that He is perfecting the things concerning us, then you best believe that He is. We serve an awesome God who loves us more than we could ever imagine. So to my brothers and my sisters, let's gut it up, because the outcome is going to be great.
Don't miss Refresh with Pastor Regina Johnson every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central.
Hey, I want to take this time to welcome you guys to Refresh, and we are looking forward to the show today. Hey, look, before we get started, I want you to go to Facebook and reach out to me so you can stay connected with me throughout the week. Also, you can connect with me on Instagram, and you can also connect with me on Twitter. On Twitter, it's Journey Strong. Hey, look, I'd like to give a quick shout out to my girl, Princess Cooper. Today, we're going to talk about having a relationship that lasts. I normally have like a special guest, and so today, we are going to have with us, Sharitha Reed is in the studio, along with her husband, David Reed. David, I want to welcome you. Sharitha, I want to welcome you right here to the show. Sharitha, go ahead, and why don't you share with us, you know, what it takes to have an, well, first, I want you to just go ahead and give everybody a shout out over at the Father's House, and give them a shout out, all the ladies that are a part the Women with Weapons. Come on into the studio, Sharitha. We want to thank you so much. Sharitha, go ahead.
Man, it's so awesome. I just would like to say hello to John for Women with Weapons 2017. I think it was the last lives were changed. Chains were broken and people were transformed.
They were actually, I'm telling you, man, it was an incredible time. Wow. It was an incredible time. Speaking about relationships that last, I'm going to give a shout out to my husband, Joe Johnson, an incredible man of God. And so, David, we're talking about today, how do you keep your relationship, a relationship with your wife fresh and where it's lasting?
Wow.
Well, glad back to be here on the show. Go ahead, Sharitha, you too, y'all can talk about it together. Go ahead. David, you go ahead first.
I think it's interesting that you asked that question.
Awesome.
Because that was one of our conversations this week. So we decided that – I kind of internally decided first, and then we talked about it.
Uh-huh.
And so this weekend, we the girls went with some friends from church,
mm-hmm.
and my son went to my nephew's house, and so we decided that we're going to go out on a date.
Wow. Okay, so what you're saying is that you need to make time for each other.
Absolutely. because we realize that with kind of all that's been going on, life and children and school ending and ministry and business, that we haven't had the opportunity to really spend some one-on-one quality time.
Right.
And
right.
I think the biggest thing for us is that we really, I can really speak for myself on this one, if I can get kind of real here for a second.
Uh-huh, sure.
That, too, is I had to realize in those moments of those of quality time
mm-hmm.
that it doesn't always have to be an intimate time, as meaning sexual.
Right,
It can be conversations, walking, talking, and that's pretty much what we decided to do.
See, y'all did a lot of walking and talking.
Well, we did walking and talking, yes. But what I'm saying is, yeah, all right. Okay. Oh my goodness. In other words, you need to implement.
Like, do you like mama? So you change the devil.
We did walking and talking.
We did walking and talking. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things for myself is having to have the understanding that to keep us alive and keep us fresh, it doesn't always have to lead or end in sexual acts.
Yeah. Okay.
That I needed to incorporate touching, feeling, walks, whether it be just outside in the neighborhood or am I getting too real on the show?
No, let me just clarify. Touching and feeling in your walks in the neighborhood?
Well, no, not touching and feeling in walks in the neighborhood.
Well, you can't touch and
feel. Well, you can't touch and feel, in the
neighborhood.
You
know what? I'm saved. I don't know about y'all.
That's one thing. We are very safe.
It's about being.
We are very safe. God love us. And if we die today, as the preachers say at the end of every service, if we die today,
you know.
Well,
you
know, will our eyes.
Man, and sure,
yes.
You will be the Lord, right?
You know. But you know what? That's a good thing, too, because finally I know that.
Right. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
I'm glad you know that.
Yes.
And so getting back on track.
Yes, getting back on track.
Yes. So what you're clarifying, though, we're really having a good time. We're family. And so and we really do believe in healthy relationships.
Yes,
we kind of clown around at the beginning, but we do believe in healthy relationships. So what you're actually saying is that in those relationships, we have to remember that there's something greater. And can I just be real? When a husband and wife come together, it's not just always about having sex, just like what you're saying. But we leave out, we make it about that because our lives are so busy
right.
that when we connect, we're like, okay, we got 15
right,
minutes, the kids are in the tub, whatever, right?
Right?
Let's make it happen, and let's just kind of move on. And so what you're saying is there are other things that have to be incorporated into
Absolutely.
That in order for the relationship to remain
Absolutely.
Healthy. Sharitha, you want to share anything?
I totally agree. And I will probably say that we've come a long way just from that, being able to talk and communicate without it always ending that way, which nothing is wrong with it ending that way, but that's not the whole thing. And so that's pretty much exactly what we did this weekend. It came to a point to where it's probably been about 6 months since we actually had like a date night.
Right.
Oh, I got a little concerned. I'm like, Lord.
Date night by yourself.
I don't know if you're the right one for the show. We're trying to get these problems. 6 months. Yeah.
Where it's more than just that.
Just more. We just had Women with Weapons. That was one of them. How to remain sexually active with your husband. And I know like a lot of times that's not something that should have to be discussed, but it seems like in the household that's saved, we think that it should be enough just to go to church, read the Bible and pray together,
right.
But that we should be able to be intimate with each other.
Absolutely.
And woman of God was, she and I, you know, I'm a younger pastor. Yeah. Okay. Right. In my work, I'm an older pastor. I'm 25. I kind of flipped it over, right? No, I'm not. Not even if I flip it over, will I be 25? I'm 55. I'll be 55 either way. I flip it. I'm going to be 55. And so, so she was sharing like how she and her husband, like they text each other back and forth, mm-hmm. like while the kids are in the room, you know, like these little, you know, things back and forth to each other. And then they also, she said that they're pretty active, at least about you know, four times a week. I mean, she's older than me, you know. And we have a great, strong, you know, sex life. But, wow, like, I'm like, sister. But when you see them together, you can tell they have to be intimate because their relationship is really, it's really warm and good and healthy, and they're happy together. And that's what I think that people, even when they see me and, you know, Pop together, mm-hmm. Which is my husband. These are my God kids, actually. We're in ministry together, but they're only God kids. When they see us together, that what they're seeing is that healthy relationship.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, we have a healthy relationship sexually, mm-hmm. and we have a healthy relationship, you know, mm-hmm. Spiritually together.
Yeah.
And I think that that is when you include God, mm-hmm. there is nothing better than when you include God in a relationship.
Yeah.
The other stuff comes in, and it's better.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll just put it like that. We're not trying to turn to
an X-rated show here.
But
because I just jumped right into it.
Having a healthy relationship and communicating, learning to communicate effectively.
Yes,
we communicate.
Right,
but is it effective?
And that was the next thing that I was going to say. And I think I mentioned this on the show before, mm-hmm. when we had the discussion about it, is it a man's world or not?
Right.
You know,
right.
So I believe I mentioned this before, but I remember one time, this was part of our discussion last night. We were in the middle of a heated argument, and I am, which you know this, I'm pretty stubborn when I want to be.
We all three.
Yes, all three are pretty stubborn. And I get loud when I get excited.
Three.
So we are in a very interesting conversation, my wife and I, and I am, of course, yelling, probably enough for the neighbors to hear me.
Okay, great.
I need her to understand.
Understand.
And I remember in the middle of me arguing with her, I heard the Holy Spirit say, but what is the result?
Wow.
No, what's the solution?
What's the solution?
Mm-hmm. And I remember just stopping because I knew that this was the Holy Spirit. And I remember stopping and I let her finish and she realized that I wasn't arguing back anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then I remember saying, like, you know what? Going forward, if we don't have a resolution, then we're not going to create an argument.
Right. Right.
So if there's
just to be arguing.
Mm-hmm. So because what happens, what we realize is, we had been arguing about the same thing for 5 or 6 years, but no one ever saw a resolve or resolution about the situation.
Mm-hmm.
So in that moment, so now what happens is she may have an issue with me, or I may say, you know, hey, this is what's going on. But we go to each other and said, okay, listen, this is how you made me feel when you said this,
mm-hmm.
or this is how I felt when you acted or responded
right,
that way.
Right.
And so then we come up with the resolve. A lot of times it's just me not yelling,
mm-hmm.
to resolve some issues,
right?
You know, or
right.
you know, just don't look at it from just my way.
Right, right. So one of the things that I know, and I'm sure both of y'all can agree with this, is that to have a healthy relationship, and we're gonna probably have to pick this up after break, is that you have to come to a place where you are not always
right.
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 Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the most important, like you cannot be right all the time.
All the time,
all the time yeah.
Right.
Right.
You can't be right all of the time.
Right.
I remember that used to be my kind of catch. You don't have to know
everything.
You don't have to know everything. Like really, is it possible?
Is it possible
that you may not,
that you don't know.
You may not,
right.
you just
Something
may not know.
You may not know.
Is it possible? When you're young in relationships, that's one of the things that's hard to deal with is the other person's opinion. You know, we're going to pick up right there when we come back. We're going to take a quick break. You have been listening to Refresh. I'm Regina Johnson, your host.
Never Had It So Good 101.1 is proud to have talk radio on their platform. Like Pastor Regina Johnson, Refresh Radio. James Deshay, Thoughts, Love, and Reflections. Daquan King, Revive Radio. Warren Sally, with Man Cave Radio. Sky Wonders, with Unmuted, Your Voice Matters. Wake Up Call Radio, with Pastors Warren and Annie Sally. Peace Within Radio, with Henry Washington. The Bible Has the Answers with Pastor Aaron B. Williams. Dig Radio with Pastor Annetta Watson. Crazy Sports Mom with Doretha Anderson. Been There, Done That with Cindy Smith. Pave Your Way to Success with Rudy and Michelle Govan. Spiritually Reincarnated with Gilbert Sines. In Times Like These with Benita Coney. Sports Talk Atlanta with Matt D. and Travis McGee. Sports Talk Carolina with Andre White and Nick Emerson. Sports Talk Money Podcast with Elliot Johnson. Power 803 with Reverend John Robinson. Totally Healed Radio with Angel Anderson. Bless This House Gospel House with Bishop Timothy Henderson. And It's a Way Out and a Way to Stay Out with Marlon Reed. I'm talking about absolutely the best talk show host in the country right here on Never Had It So Good 101.1, the world's radio station.
USI Never Had It So Good, 101.1 Radio, the best R&B and hip-hop music, The Quiet Storm every Friday and Saturday, talk radio with the best host in the business, sports talk radio every weekend night with Princess Cooper, Never Had It So Good Radio now on 101.1, and it's 24-7, the world's best radio station.
Hey guys, I want to welcome you back to Refresh. I'm Regina Johnson, your host. I want to give a quick shout out to my girl, Princess Cooper, and welcome David and Sharitha Reed here on today's show discussing how to have a healthy, lasting relationship. Like right now,
yes,
when you go in and you get your husband's drink,
yeah,
and he says, "That's not yours, that's mine." Why are you drinking my drink?
It's ours, we're one.
That's exactly what you need to do. That's not ours. Yeah, it is. It's kind of like when you're married, right?
Yeah.
Everything. But you know what I learned? It all belongs to me. I have his stuff.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
It's his stuff, and then it's our stuff. Or no, better yet, it's my stuff, and then it's our stuff.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
How does a husband always end up in that place when it comes down to the women?
That might be a little bit
unfair. Might be something we might need to discuss on the show.
Might need to change that.
But hey, look, we were talking about one of the issues that a lot of young couples, and not only young couples, but just couples in general, struggle with is one or the other cannot always be right.
Yeah.
I have learned, like, just in being married to Joe, that that was one of the biggest hurdles that we had to come. And it was like, you know, not only him, but me too. That kind of choked me up. That
get that out right.
But I had a big problem with him being right. I wanted my own way. When you enter into a relationship, you cannot have your own way all the time. It's not even so much that your way is wrong. You just don't get to have it your way all the time. Is that something that you guys have? I know y'all quite a bit younger than us, but is that something that you struggle with? Sure, have you?
Yeah, we've tackled that.
That
issue. I probably wasn't the one. I'm not gonna say that I wasn't the one that didn't like to have my way, but it probably was David Moore that just kind of had a tunnel vision. And really, I don't even know if it's a tunnel vision. His thing was, if I see it to work this way, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I see the steps to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes my argument probably to him was, okay, you saw the big thing, but what about some of the detailed things and the in-between steps to get there? That probably was the argument the most. Not so much of, you know, it's your way or no way, although it kind of ended that way sometimes, just because I'm like, okay, well, you're missing some steps in between. And so, yeah, of course, there were times when I wanted certain things to be my way, and I didn't want to do it. You know, I didn't want to do it any
right.
other way.
How did y'all resolve that, David?
What I realized with us is that we were both saying the same thing, just two different ways.
Wow.
And I realized that she was saying the exact same thing that I was saying.
Mm-hmm.
But again, like I said, I may have said, you know, go down the street and turn a right and left. She'd say, go down the street and go south, go north, west.
Right.
You know,
right.
Really, we're talking about going in the same direction.
Right.
We just said it two different ways.
Right.
Excuse me. And once I realized that.
When did you realize that?
Probably
in the middle of an argument?
Probably about 3 years ago.
Uh-huh.
We realized.
And how long y'all been together?
13 years.
Wow. So it took 10 years.
So it took 10
realize
years to realize
same,
that we're saying the same.
Wow.
And it kind of made me, yeah, pretty much. It kind of made me feel, I really felt bad about a lot of things too, because I realized like, oh my God, because what happened for me is that, because so, you know how you get into a place and you have goals, you have vision, you have dreams, but every time you come in contact with someone that you felt like mattered to you,
mm-hmm.
or their opinion, but they're always telling you why you can't do it,
mm-hmm.
not telling you why you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, her opinion really mattered. She thought it didn't,
right.
but it really mattered to me. And we were able to talk about how many times that I didn't do things because she felt like maybe we shouldn't do it that way. But that goes back with communication, because I realized she was never saying that I can't do it. She was just saying, honey, there's a few more steps.
Yeah.
In the middle of it,
right.
Which is why now it makes us a good team, because I can see 20 years from now,
mm-hmm.
and she's like, okay, but we need to take step one,
the
step two, right, step
yeah.
three.
Yeah, so that was like with Joe. He's the same way with me. I'm a visionary, so I see the big finished picture always. I don't all that stuff in between. I leave that to other people, but because I see the larger picture. And so I'm ready to jump off like the day and go
yes.
to the larger picture.
Yeah.
So then when he would say like the little things in between, like, you know, well, let's make sure that we have blah, blah, blah. And I go, you're trying to make me doubt whether or not I heard the Lord. I know I heard Jesus. You get behind me, Satan, you know. All right, God. Okay, clearly this, I'm not the devil.
Right. Right.
And I'm not saying for you not. But I couldn't hear it. I couldn't hear it. And I think in... There are times where you kind of get to this place where you're so protective
yes.
of, you know, your dream or your vision that it doesn't even matter if the person's getting ready to say, that's a good time. They say
right.
that. Wait a minute. Hold up. You know?
Yeah, you're
listening. I know I heard from Jesus. I was praying about this,
yeah.
you know.
Right.
And so you're like, you don't want anything to come in to sabotage it or stop it or break it. But I think it's important that when we learn how to hear each other, because you're saying, okay, you guys have been married for 13 years, going on 14 in July, correct?
Mm-hmm. July the 2nd.
July the 2nd. And so, you know, you're like going, okay, you know, but it's like having the ability to be able to hear, but it took y'all 10 years to get through that. Well, I got a newsflash for y'all ahead of the game. So there's some things that I am just now, we have become better communicators with each other over the past 5 years. Part of that is that Joe is, I know y'all think he is like the one that's going to get his word across, but no, it's me. I'm like going, no, I'm not hearing it. Like he starts saying something, I just walk on out, go in, you know, close the door, because you're wrong. I'm not listening to it. And I probably did that up to about like maybe a good 5 years ago, where I was like, maybe you want to hear, because I'm like clenched all up, like,
yes.
what are you gonna say? And I know he's not gonna say anything
right.
bad. And I know he loves me, but I'm like clenched up, you know, because you get so many people that speak negative about, you know, this or that. Or want to turn you in another direction or whatever, you know. So I'm like, I'm ready to defend it. Do you know what I have gone through? Like before he had mentioned like us selling the house, you know. And so I'm like, do you know what this house means to me? Do you know what it signifies? It signifies the Lord moving. When I didn't, and he made it, and he had Jesus, and you want it, and he's saying, I want you to have a house. We're going to find that one better.
Right.
I'm not saying let's sell the house and go live under the bridge.
Right.
I'm saying let's get another house. Let's move to a place that, you know, we're going to be able to do X, Y, and Z. And so this year when he told me about, and I mentioned it to me about selling the house, I was so receptive. I could actually see this is God. because your husband doesn't operate like that. But it took me being able to hear. And then one thing that most women don't want to do, and I did not, you know, for some reason, I feel like the show's about me. Am I in counseling right now? What's going on right now? I'm feeling like there's some things that kind of shifted around. I think I'm having a session right now. So, all right, let me stretch out on the couch. But what it was that I submitting to have a healthy relationship. I know, I just know some women, right? I felt them in the spirit, just got off the line. Click. She was good for me, but now I got to go. I got to go. That's great. But it's like, oh, wow. Okay. I just had like this epiphany. But anyway, I'll share that later. Wow. Thank you, Lord. That when I take my position as the woman in the house, now you already know, like I'm the senior pastor of the church, so I'm not saying this to women that's listening, like, we don't have a role, we need to shut up and sit down and be quiet and go cook some grits. If that was the case, my family would be starving and I would be bitter. Because my grits would be like rock. Yeah, it would be horrible. I'm a horrible cook. Don't ask me to do it. I know where my strengths are. I'm a leader by nature, and so that's in place. But when I allow my husband, and I can say aloud, it's not like I gave him permission. When I say aloud, that meant my mental state grasping hold of the fact that he really was the lead, and that if I submitted to him, but to submit to him, that really it would make my journey better, and we would have less arguments. When I would hear pastors say, you know what, just pray for your husband. And women, you just get behind him. The woman has a vision. The man has a vision. She's going to help me. She's going to help him with it. Man, I used to just like want to puke. You know, like, no. I have my own vision. I have my own dream. But it was something about when I said, okay, you're the head. Yes, God gave me vision. You have a vision. I'm your helpmate. But I learned also that even the things that God has called me to do, when I submitted it to my husband, our house fell into proper alignment. Mm-hmm. And then I was no longer stressing over things that really was his job. Yeah, it was his job. Yeah. And he was equipped to handle it better than I was. Yeah. I'm the nurturer by just how we are made as women. Mm-hmm. But the male, he is the one that actually presses forward. Not saying that we don't have a job. Women can't be, because clearly we are, you know. I'm technically the CEO. Right? And so, you know, so we know that there are those calls, right? But it's something about when he is there governing. Mm-hmm. It really makes our lives as women go easier. It's like, when I realize, it's like, okay, I can, like, be more than a conqueror. That's really what women are called to be. More than a conqueror. You go out and work, you get the check, bring it home. I'll put my check with your check. And then I'll do it. Yeah, there you go. And so I'm feeling good. Yeah. I'm feeling free. I'm feeling more creative.
Right.
I'm feeling safe, because it's something about when I submit, knowing that you got me, mm-hmm. makes me feel safe.
Yeah.
When I'm in that place and I take on your role, it is heavy, because now I'm responsible for you, the kids, the house, the da da da, and it is so stressful.
Yeah.
A lot of women don't want that. But one of the key things in having a healthy relationship is that allowing your husband to really be in his God position while you can take yours.
Absolutely.
Hey, look, we got another break coming up. We'll just step out just for a second. We'll be right back. You've been listening to Refresh.
For love, for you, I can't get enough of you. Your feel that love. Can you feel that love? Feel that love so unconditional. Fill it up. Come on, fill it up. Fill it up. Something spiritual.
To refresh, you listen to Regina Johnson, your host, and we are talking about what it takes to have a healthy relationship. I'm here with David and Shruti Ree, and we are having a wonderful time. One of the things that you were saying, Shruti, in the middle of the break was that in a relationship, you need to remember to have fun.
Absolutely. Have fun. That was probably one of when we first started dating back in high school. We had a lot of fun. We hung out, just laughed, talked, went to the movies. Hung out with friends, and we just had fun.
How do you have fun when you got three kids? How do you have fun when you got five kids? Now you're not in high school.
I know, right?
You know, like, yeah, you got kids, mm-hmm. you have
bills,
you have budget. A business, mm-hmm. right? What do you do?
You like, have to find that time, like, is what we did this weekend. We actually, the girls went off, and our son went to his friends, but he was actually supposed to come back Saturday
yeah.
and we were going to go hang out. In. But instead, he ended up staying, and we didn't press the issue. we just say, you know what, let's just go ahead and take this time for us, because we haven't done it in so long. And so I think you have to, as you get kids and bills and budgets, I think you have to force the time. You have to make time.
Uh-huh.
You know, it has to be intentional.
I think it's spontaneity has to be a part of your relationship as it grows.
Absolutely. I was going to say, I remember when we first decided to start business, and then Sharitha came home and we started working business together. Well, at that moment, we decided to actually put together like scheduled time.
Mm-hmm.
So we said, okay, well, business, because our office was home. Mm-hmm. So we said, okay, well, we have to stop at 5.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that the kids have to come in from school, they need snack or whatever, and then they need homework time, and we made sure we stop work and we focus on the kids, get them their bath, get them their dinner. Well, after we put the kids down, our oldest was 9:30, so we made sure that from 9:30 to whatever time we decided to go to bed, that was our time to just talk or whatever we want to do, but that was our time to make sure every day that we had that allowed time. Like, get the kids to bed, and after that, it was our time.
Mm-hmm.
But then there will be things that, and there will be things that I would decide that, you know what, today I'm just going to buy her flower,
right.
Or tomorrow, you know, or next month I plan to go and get this for her, or go do things like mm-hmm. that. You know, so that would be those spontaneous moments that we would have. And then I was always a big believer in celebrating like her birthday and Valentine's, and I would. Creatively come up with, and that's another thing, being creative.
Mm-hmm.
And I would come up with just creative things that I knew that she would just love. Like one Valentine's, and you actually helped me with this. I don't know if you remember, but we, I set up the, you, did you have the kids? Did you have the kids?
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyways, I called you because I'm like, she's nosy. I can't get away with anything.
Right.
I need you to call her and keep her busy.
Right.
You call her,
right.
She came to the house. So I turned the entire kitchen and living room into a restaurant.
Uh-huh.
And I made a menu.
Oh.
And gave her flowers, gave her a card, gave her a gift, and things like ran her bath water. So turned the room into a spa, you know, and just I cooked her dinner, and we just had a blast.
Right.
And it was just and so I do things like that.
Okay. I'm glad you're saying that. And things have a tendency to pull off course when it's only one side.
Yes.
Yeah, when I was listening to you say that, because that's Joe. And Joe used to, when I was listening to that, I'm going to have to make a phone call here in a second. Because he used to buy me flowers, though.
I remember.
Every weekend.
I remember.
I'm getting flowers like once a month. And sometimes once every 2 months. But I think what happens is when that individual one is always coming up with the creative thing, it will make the other one slowly stop.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought about that. I probably need to do something for him.
And that's so true, because 5 years ago, we had this conversation.
Yeah,
was
like
it 5 years ago? 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So what happened was, I decided,
uh-huh.
because, you know, lack of communication here, I decided that, you know what, I'm going to stop. And I'm going to see how long it takes her to realize that I'm not doing these things anymore.
Wow.
So I stopped doing that.
Right.
And it caused some friction in our relationship, because she's like, well, what's going on with you? You know what's happening? So finally, one day, I have enough, and I like this.
Right,
what's going
on? It must be going somewhere else,
you know. But and then I realized, but I'm gonna tell you what
she would.
But she's in the middle of a conversation, because I was like, you know what? For Valentine, you know, you do something. You know, our anniversary. You come up with it, because I would always but this was the thing, talking about communication, because she said this to me, and then it made me think about it. She said, well, I didn't know that you liked those things, or that you even wanted me to do it, because you always did it. And I don't know what happened, but something shifted to where I'm like, why am I not receiving? You know, it's like on my birthday, you know, I would get, you know, maybe
I'm good now. Yeah, I can feel something working up right there.
Well, it's because
all
I'm speaking for all the men
right now. My brother.
Go ahead. I'm speaking for my
brother. Go for it. Because you know what? We
do want to feel. We want to feel appreciated.
Well, we didn't know that.
We want to feel appreciated. Really? We want to feel loved.
We don't make you feel appreciated.
Well, I would say before no. I barely got anything on a birthday. You know? Yeah. Or you know what? Or what about surprise me?
Who?
With a flower to work.
I didn't know. He's the kind of person that takes it gave him fulfillment to do it, right?
It didn't give you any fulfillment to buy him no flower.
No, but this is what I'm saying. It gave him fulfillment to do it, and he did it for so long that I guess it just never.
I know.
You know, I would give him stuff like, I'd give him a hat or a watch. You know, on his birthday, I'd give him a card or, you know, something like that. But, you know, his was way more over the top than mine. And so after like 8 or 9 years, I guess internally, mentally, he made the decision that, okay, I'm going to back off. Well, he did it so much, so it probably took like a year.
Yeah, it was about a year.
Before you realized it was happening.
Before I even realized, like, well, that's different. And then when it was time to, like, he said, come up with something. Honestly, I'll be honest with you, I was stumped. And I told him, this is why I was stumped. Because what he did was so elaborate. I'm thinking, like, I can't match that.
Right.
So if I do something.
I know, like, pop, right,
it would be a disappointment.
Like, what am I going to do? You want me to, what? I'm going to rehearse trying to sing a song. Write a rap.
So I think 1 year I said, okay, well, how about we do it together? You know, maybe let's try it together. But I was really doing that
to help
myself, just right. As a safety net. Like,
right.
Okay, all of this won't be on me if it's up. So,
oh wow.
Yeah,
well, I'm glad you brought that up because I think you did mention that on It's a Man's World, or is it? So I take it that was a very serious place in your life. So, sorry, son. Well, I'm going to work on that, too. Get a present. I'm feeling convicted. Like, I need to go to Macy's or Nordstrom's as well. Right now, just buy a stack of shirts for all the years that we've missed it. But I think that women, a lot of times, we end up in that. We're so used to being pampered and spoiled.
Yeah.
And I know that Papa has done exceedingly abundantly, you know, to make sure that I was, especially, and really when he really could do it. And we do. It has a tendency to be one side. And I think that goes for anything in a relationship. Mm-hmm. If you have one that is giving more than the other, mm-hmm. that is a place that needs to be visited in your relationship to make sure that it stays healthy. Because I think if anyone does anything all the time and they don't feel appreciated or whatever, you know, that's a problem. And I don't think that's just even in marriages. I think it's just in all relationships that you have to feel appreciated.
Yeah. Right.
We appreciate you, Tasha. Appreciate you, David. Appreciate you, Sweet. Does that make up for anything?
Mm-hmm.
No. Okay.
Yeah,
hey, look, guys, we have about just a couple more minutes before we take our last break. So we're going to go ahead and step out now. We'll be right back in a few seconds. You have been listening to Refresh.
No, I'm not backing. No, I'm not backing. I walk the line. I stay out the way. Yeah, never speak my mind. Living in a shade of gray. But the more I get to know me, the more you start to show me. How it's meant to be. So I'll just keep on walking, and you can keep on talking. I'ma have to make the scene. Yeah, I played it safe. Been afraid my whole life.
did that. Gripped with the fear, so I disappeared. Then dropped to the ground like a missed catch. But I'm done with that. You can tell them all that I'm done with that. No more backing down into the background. That's not cause I put them old habits down, I follow the leader, and where he may take me may make me a leader. It's wrote on the wall, all you need to do is read it. Can't be a lame duck, and it's over the ego. So I'm crossing the line. Tell them all, dog, that I lost all my time. Ain't staying in this place, cause I gotta win a race, and I'm running for a crown. Can't back it down, nah.
Hey guys, if you've not been listening, you have been missing an incredible show. You are listening to Refresh right now. I'm Regina Johnson, your host, and I am sitting here with David and Sharif Reed, and we are talking about how to maintain a healthy relationship. Couples, how the things that need to be added, things we need to address and deal with. We were just talking about one of the big things that we were really trying to address, we kind of went around it, was recognizing that you can't always have your way. That's a big one. Women learning to submit. Now, if you're not listening to the show, don't start freaking out, because I'm not saying that you're to become a doormat, but in a marriage, when you do learn how to submit, and it's a learning, because if you're a strong-willed female like I am, the definition of the word submit just makes you want to just, like, hurt somebody.
Yeah.
But the freedom that comes with that. Also, learning how to have fun in a relationship, learning how to be spontaneous in a marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, we don't have to have a plan. It's something, one of the things, like, you know, and I have to really kind of, you know, because I know I have some people probably in the church watches, but this is my, we have, Joe and I have always been spontaneous. And in whenever it's time, when we're, you know, why is it so hard for me to say it? We're making love. And in some of the craziest places and things like that. Now, people say, I can't believe Pastor D would say that. But that is what makes it fun. And then, like, when we're around people or something's going on, we will laugh because we have either done something really strange, weird, you know, to everybody else. Something that always keeps us in this very jovial place.
Mm-hmm.
And it keeps us young. It keeps us young. I mean, we're not like old on a cane,
right.
But I mean, like, yeah, it makes it fun. And having a healthy sexual relationship with your mate also helps the rest of your relationship.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying when you only have.
Right.
Because I've been in a relationship where that's all I had was sex, and we could not talk, and we did not like each other. But when you're with someone, when you love them, and you're not just having sex trying to sustain a relationship, it is amazing. It's absolutely amazing. And I have learned that having a healthy sexual relationship with my husband, it keeps our relationship, it keeps us young,
mm-hmm.
but it also keeps our relationship fresh.
Yeah.
It does. And I find myself falling in love with him over and over and over and over again, if that's possible. That, and it just feels like it grows.
Yeah.
It feels like our love grows. And so, Deja, you look like you're giving a
second. Well, I was going to say, I would agree to that, because I realized probably about the last 3 years on how even my eyes, when concerning my wife, and I've always thought she was beautiful. Always, I love how smart she is, you know, and really, I love everything about my wife. And I'm not just saying that because, oh, she's my wife,
mm-hmm.
but seriously, I love everything about my wife. But it's like when you are active like that, and you don't have when that is not an issue.
Yeah,
you know, when
yeah.
that's not an issue.
Yeah,
then, for us. It was, I think at the beginning it was an issue.
Right.
It was an issue because there were some things that I needed to learn.
Uh-huh.
You know, like when we first started, it's like every evening doesn't have to end that way. or every other evening. You know,
I think young men feel like that.
Well, it's because we don't understand, because we've had so much perversion before on how that's supposed to, especially if you have it out of wedlock, you know, or out of marriage, and you're not supposed to.
Right.
And there's so much involved, so much foolishness. I'm going to just put it that way.
There's
so much foolishness involved. And so there was a lot and see, that's another thing that I was going to say, too. Like, why do we not talk about this in church? Why do we not? Because here I am, a young man, and I've had so much of the distortion in between, and now I'll get married, and really, I want this thing to be right with my wife.
Right.
You know, but no one teaches this. So what's left to learn? So
what
do you learn from?
I think that's something that's really coming up in the church. I don't know if it's coming up in every church, but it's really coming up in ours. For some reason, God really has me honed in on relationships. He really does, and how important it is to have a relationship that is healthy, and how to do it right so that you can have a healthy relationship when you get married. Because I think that what God is doing is He's fortifying the family, and I think it starts there. Because I can have a great sex partner, but can't hold a conversation with them.
And I used to, probably about the first 6-7 years of our marriage, I would sing that song, "We Are Roommates." We are roommates. We have become roommates.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Like, I don't want that. I could stay single and have a roommate.
Right.
You know, but and I see that sometimes.
What made you think that it? What caused you to feel like it was you were just roommates?
One, everything became so
combative.
Yes.
Oh,
so combative.
Yeah.
And not just that, but also
broke.
Right. And I realized that, man, you know, it's like that whole become one. And the whole, you know, you read the Bible and it says you become one, and he leaves his family, and you leave your family, you do all these things. I'm like, what? This ain't not happening.
We didn't leave the clean.
Right. You know, we're fussing all the time.
Right.
We don't understand each other. We have lack of communication. You know, I'm looking at all these things.
You think
like,
that has a lot to do with your age, though?
I think so.
Y'all were young.
We were young too.
Oh, like 19, 20.
20. So we were young, but the thing is, I was telling a friend of mine, I said, but my mind was made up.
Mm-hmm.
When I got married,
mm-hmm.
my mind was made up that this is it. And I'm going to love this woman with everything that I have.
Did you say your mind was made up that this is it, the only wife you're going to ever have?
That's the only wife that I want. That's it. And, you know, now.
I think
right.
We didn't
that's
have.
Right, because young guys are like going, oh, my God, this is going to.
I knew that
women
I was
too,
created.
Though.
Yeah,
women are like, oh my God, this is the life
right.
I'm gonna be with.
But
hyperventilating now.
That never crossed. I knew that I was
married. Really?
I wanted to get married.
You were like, oh God, you were fired.
He was the opposite. He was like, oh man, I can get it whenever I want to.
And you're like, well, no.
I mean, to me, that's...
I need you to throw a wig on him. Pretend like you're putting the nail tonight.
Training day.
Right now, brother.
Lord,
That's what women ought to do.
That's my argument with others.
Oh,
no.
That's
your money. don't know.
Hey.
I'm
chilling.
No,
I don't
want to have the show. I
really don't
show.
They didn't say it right.
The wife didn't say nothing about it.
And look at
what we are going today. That won't work out. No, not that kind of guy. We're saying it's like allowing it to remain fresh.
Yeah.
And yes.
Allowing it to
right.
really develop and that it should go up. You know, like in church, always the Lord carries us from glory to glory.
Yeah.
Right.
But I believe that in every relationship, it should continue. To not just have values, but it should peak and peak.
Absolutely.
Not come to one place. And you should not be still having the same old conversation.
Right.
Yeah.
Still having the same issues.
Right.
Same, you know,
yeah.
sexual routine.
Absolutely.
There should be some shifts and changes and things should get better.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
you know, and you should be looking for ways
yeah.
to, you know, for your relationship to be able to grow
right.
and to, you know.
Absolutely.
One of the other things that I really loved about our marriage is we never competed.
Yeah. Oh, that's
we never
huge.
Competed.
That's a big
we
one.
Never competed. It's like now, recently I was asked, because I'm a preacher, my wife's a preacher, and I was asked the questions like, does she better than you?
Mm-hmm.
And if I be honest with you, I was almost offended.
Wow.
And I wasn't offended the fact of, oh, well, is she better than me? I offended because in us, we don't
there's
do that. There's no competition.
Right.
You know,
right.
And I don't feel like my wife, matter of fact, at the job site, we had a conversation this week because she wanted to bring me the truck and trailer with a machine
right.
on it. And I'm thinking like, no. And so we had a conversation. And I'm like, I'm thinking risk and reliability.
Right.
You know, she's
right.
thinking like, you think I can't drive the truck? I said,
right.
well, I haven't showed you. I haven't showed you yet how to do it, but I believe you can do it. So I was talking to one of the
Look
older guys. I was talking. Yeah.
I don't need you to show me.
So I was talking to one of the older guys, and he was like, "Man, your wife can drive that truck." And I'm like, "Absolutely, she can drive that truck. My wife can come out here and do what I'm doing." He was like, "Really?" And I'm like, "Yeah, she can."
Wow.
You know, so in my mind, I don't feel like that. There's anything that I can do that my wife can't do.
Wow.
You know, so when it comes down to even ministry.
Right.
You know, it's like if anybody's her fan, I'm her number one fan.
Right, right.
Because
right.
she can go when she
right.
she can go.
Right.
And it excites me. And matter
right.
of fact, it causes me to step my game up sometimes.
Right.
Like, well, hold on a minute.
I like that.
Yeah.
yeah I like
you know?
That. I like that. I like that. Yeah, I do. I think that your mate, whether it's the husband or the wife, should be your biggest fan.
Yes.
I'm a firm believer of that. And if it's not, if it's every year in a relationship and it's all about one person and not about the other, it is time to really have a serious conversation.
Yep, true.
Hey, look, guys, I have so enjoyed having y'all here today and actually enjoyed
Thank
having you guys every time you are. And unfortunately, we are at the end of our show. But again, Princess, thank you to all the NHISG hosts. Have a great show today. Hope you had a great Sunday. To our guests, be sure to tune in again every Sunday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 Eastern Standard. You have been listening to Refresh. I am Regina Johnson, your host. Meet you next week, same bat time, same bat channel. Live blessed.